So, I'm going to actually read you some quotes. This one starts out and it says, and it reads verse 7, "Lest I should be exalted above measure, by the abundance of revelations, a thorn in the flesh was given to me, a messenger of Satan to buffet me, lest I be exalted above measure." Their commentary. In other words, it was given to keep him humble. Certainly, it was some physical malady that persisted. All sorts of theories are held. Malaria, eye trouble, epilepsy, insomnia, migraine, or sick headaches. And then this is just unbelievable. It doesn't make any sense at all. It says, "It's a blessing to the rest of us that we do not know the particular affliction that so beset Paul." Now, I don't know why that would be a blessing to anybody. And then he goes on to say, "Each of us has some such splinter or thorn in the flesh, perhaps several at once." Here's another one. It says, "What mattered to Paul was not his achievements, but God's work through him and the gospel that he preached. But so that Paul would not forget this, God gave him a constant reminder of his weakness." Notice God gave it to him. "No one can say for sure what it was, but it was probably a physical affliction. But he learned from this experience the lesson that pervades this letter. Divine is best displayed against the backdrop of human weaknesses, so that God alone is praised. Rather than removing the problem, God gave him grace in it. This grace is sufficient, i.e. adequate in the sense of providing contentment." Now, that's the first time I've ever heard the word grace means to provide contentment. Here's another one. It says, "There was given to me, that is, God was pleased to appoint me." The word which Paul uses is of special notice, implying that it was a favor. That God did him a favor by giving him this thorn. Here's another one. "The experience," see, they're not going by the word of God, but by experience. "The experience of God's people shows that bodily pain has a special part to play in the work of sanctification." Does anybody agree with that? I certainly don't. You haven't had the same experience? That pain produces sanctification? My Bible says Christ has been made unto us wisdom and sanctification. Then he goes on to say, "A messenger of Satan." Now you see, they don't any of these people believe in Satan. "A messenger of Satan." In the Bible, the idea is often presented, or they'll say, they thought in the Bible that sickness came from Satan. See, they don't believe that. In the Bible, the idea is often presented that bodily diseases are at times produced by the direct agency of Satan, so that they may be regarded as his messengers. "In order that he, the messenger, may torment me." The use of the present tense seems to imply that the thorn in the flesh was a permanent affliction. Here's another one. "Given me, namely by God." It certainly was something personal, affecting him individually and not as an apostle. Well, that's impossible, to affect him individually and not as an apostle. He was an apostle. That's what he was. That was his life. "Causing at once acute pain," as the thorn implies, "and shame, buffet as slaves are buffeted." Then it says, "Messenger of Satan who is permitted by God." But now he starts out saying it was given by God. Now it's permitted by God. See, same fella. Here's another one. "To keep him from getting puffed up about the extraordinary privilege of the visions he had seen, Paul was given a thorn in his flesh." The exact nature of this is not known because he never reveals it. Some interpret Paul's use of the word here as a veiled, notice veiled, reference to people who opposed the gospel. And we're going to show you that's exactly what it was, and it's not veiled. They veiled it. "Whether the false teachers who were deceiving the Corinthians or the Jews who were actively opposing his preaching." Others argue that this type of external opposition wouldn't have humbled Paul, as he clearly states the thorn did. You read that. He clearly stated it humbled him. According to these commentators, the thorn had to be some type of temptation in the flesh. Medieval commentators usually suggested a sexual temptation. Others a spiritual temptation, but most others a physical weakness. Many have said severe headaches. In fact, some doctors think Paul may have had recurrent malaria fever, a disease that includes migraine headaches. You know, they really got that out of that, didn't they? Paul prayed three different times that this might be removed, but in his wisdom, however, the Lord did not remove the problem. Sometimes he denies requests so that his people will depend on his abundant grace. Here's another one. There was given me by the wise and gracious providence of God. But he said to me, in answer to the third request, my grace is sufficient for thee. How tender a repulse. We see there may be grace where there is the quickest sense of pain. Well, as you can see, most of that is nonsense. Jesus made a statement to the Sadducees, and I say that statement applies to what these Bible commentators and those who have listened to them say. Here's what Jesus said over in Matthew chapter 22, verse 29. Matthew 22, verse 29. The Pharisees had asked him a question and given him this, pretty much like all this foolishness, a foolish question, like a tongue twister, you know, like a Rubik's Cube or something. And rather than answer their question, Jesus said to them, you're mistaken. And here's why you're mistaken. You're mistaken not knowing the Scriptures, nor the power of God. These people here don't know the Scriptures concerning healing or the power of God. Now, the Scriptures tell us the nature of God, that God is good and God is love. The Scriptures tell us the meaning of grace, which is favor, which gives us the ability of God. The Scripture tells us that God only does good. Let's just admit it here. Everyone in the world knows sickness is bad. Everybody knows that. Do we have to be stupid because we became a Christian? And all of a sudden, sickness is good? No, everybody knows sickness is bad. The Scriptures tell us the nature of Satan. The Scriptures tell us the origin of sickness. The Scriptures tell us the authority of man over all the works of the enemy. The Scriptures tell us the meaning of the word messenger of Satan. And the Scriptures tell us the meaning of the word, the phrase thorn in the flesh. We don't have to guess on any of these things.